Albert Otto Prenzler. Born June 4th, Anno Domini, 1932. Baptized into Christ as an infant in North Dakota. Joined in holy matrimony to Billy by Christ, September 25th in the year of our Lord, 1954. Confirmed in Christ with his wife, Billy, December 25th in the year of our Lord, 1966. The first and second adult confirmations at Christ the King Lutheran Church. Died in Christ, July 6th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Lives now with Christ to all eternity. To God alone be the glory. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Christ the King Lutheran Church, family and friends of Al, and especially to you, Billy, Kayla, Alex, and Dan. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Isaiah writes, all of our righteous deeds are like filthy rags. Paul teaches us that the wages of sin is death. And we know that no one gets out of this alive. No one escapes death because all have sinned. And yet Jesus says that there is a perfect righteousness and an eternal life in him after physical death, that whoever lives and believes in him will never die. He does not promise us an escape from this, from physical death. But he does promise that those who believe and are baptized will not die eternally. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. That is the message that matters most today. Al was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and on that day he became God's child and an heir of heaven. Al confessed his Christian faith publicly before men, and Jesus confessed Al's name before his Father in heaven. Al was written into the Lamb's book of life. His sins, which were like scarlet, have been washed away in holy baptism, and he has been covered in the robe of Christ's own righteousness. He is as white as snow. Because Al was baptized into Jesus' death, he will also have a share in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Though Al has died in the flesh, yet does he live. And one day soon, with Job and with all who have died in the faith, with his own eyes, he will see his Redeemer face to face. The world was a very different place when Al was young. He was born only 5 years after the invention of the television and just a few years into the Great Depression. He was a young man during World War II, and he served his country during the Korean War. He lived through many incredible changes, but also many horrifying ones in this world. But during his 88 years, his Lord never changed. His Lord's words of promise, forgiveness, comfort, life, and peace never changed. Jesus loves Al. Jesus loves each of you so much that he gave up his own life to save you. The Lord says through the prophet Isaiah, "Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." That is exactly what Jesus has done. He offered up his hands and his feet and his side. He gave up his life and his blood to save sinners. After his resurrection from the dead, in his resurrected and glorified body, the nail marks and the mark of the spear still remained in Jesus' hands and feet and side. He has not forgotten his people. He has engraved us on the palms of his hands. He has not forgotten our great need. He has not abandoned us. He has not abandoned Al. He looks at his scars and he remembers. He looks at his children and he loves you. Because of what Jesus has done on the cross and through the grave, death and the devil have no lasting victory here today or with any who belong to Jesus Christ. By God's grace and the faith he created and sustained in Al during his earthly life, Al is now safe in Jesus' arms. His race is won, his warfare ended, his tears have all been wiped away. As you heard from St. Paul, there is nothing in all of the creation that can separate Al from God's love in Christ Jesus. I think that many of you know that for the last few years, it was very difficult for Al to come to church. He received the sacrament during our visits, but he was not able to participate here as he desired, to sing and be gathered with his congregation. But then came coronavirus, and every in-person gathering shut down, and our service went online. Suddenly, in the midst of a global pandemic, Al was able to participate. He was able to watch and to listen and to sing. For 3 months before his death, the Lord brought Al his word and prepared him for this very day in a way that none of us could have anticipated. God's grace and mercy is beyond our ability to comprehend. His ways are so much higher than our ways. Al also picked the hymns that you're singing for this service today. He heard all of them and sang with us in the last week before his death. As you heard in the reading that Al also heard on the 4th of July, Jesus says of his friend Lazarus' death, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him." There is no more beautiful way to speak of the death of a Christian than this picture of falling asleep in the faith. For the Christian, that is what death is. It is a falling asleep in this life and a waking up in paradise. This is what God is constantly preparing each of us for as well. Then on the last day, the one who is the resurrection and the life will come to Al's burial site and to each of our graves as well. And as he said at Lazarus's tomb and to the dead man Lazarus himself, so he will say to Al, "Al, come out." And Al will be quickened to life again. He will again breathe with his own lungs and see with his own eyes. He will be awakened from the peaceful sleep of death by the Lord of life, and he will live forever, just as Jesus has promised. Jesus has done what no one else could do. He has defeated the power of sin and death, and he has even overcome the grave, not just for himself, but for you and for me and for Al. He raised Lazarus from the dead, and he has promised that he will raise Al too. He has promised it, and he will do it, because he is the resurrection and the life, the firstborn from among the dead. This is our certain hope. It was Al's clear confession and faith. This is our comfort as we mourn, even our joy as we know that Al is safe, at peace and rest with Jesus. The gospel writer John says, just a few chapters after the one where he tells us about Lazarus, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Mourn Al's death and his absence from our midst. Celebrate the memories of his life, but do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus loves you. He loves Al. He chose this day to take Al to his heavenly home. And since he is the one that chose this day, it is the perfect time. Let us pray. Lord, let at last thine angels come to Abram's bosom, bear me home, that I may die unfearing, and in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me, that these mine eyes with joy may see. O Son of God, thy glorious face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, and I will praise thee without end. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and his precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for his sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who, for some other reason, are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through his word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.